This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here's what the analysts think.
The analyst would be Jennifer Horn.
Victoria Keelan.
Victoria and Kara actually have nice vibes together, as do all of us, actually. Jennifer and Victoria have good vibes. And when I say vibes, I'm talking about things that we discuss that we may not all agree on. We've sort of customized our conversation around what our beliefs are. But first, we start with the facts, ma'am. Nothing but the facts. So here's some facts, some good facts for animal lovers, courtesy of Ms. Jennifer Horn. Ms. Horn, please.
I think this is a really good thing that probably everybody can agree on, no matter what you think about the administration or the president. But this week, Trump signed the Preventing Animal Cruelty and Torture Act. It's called PACT. He signed it into law on Monday afternoon, turning animal cruelty into a federal crime on the same day that Conan, the military dog, came to the White House. Now, this move strengthens the Animal Crush Video Prohibition Act, which was passed back in 2010, which targeted the creation, sale, and distribution of crush videos, basically footage of people, often female, wearing heels, literally stepping on and crushing animals. Horrible. The new piece of legislation will allow law enforcement to prosecute people carrying out acts of cruelty rather than simply those who are just involved in video production process, because that was what the old law limited things to, the people doing this on video. Now, anyone charged with and convicted of animal crushing now faces a hefty fine, a jail sentence of up to 7 years. And this has been met by a lot of praise from people like the World Animal Protection of the United States. The World Animal Protection Company of the United States said at last animal cruelty is being seen as a federal crime instead of being left to states where the range and the scale of legislation varies significantly. And in the states, they have many exceptions. These videos were made for niche market individuals who, whatever, get some kind of satisfaction out of watching these animals being tortured. So,
is this enough? What do we do? What's the penalty? It's against the law. Okay.
I know. I mean, even 7 years doesn't seem like enough, but at least there's something now. The fact that this kind of behavior was happening on video, I mean, just think about the underworld of stuff we just don't know about. I had never heard of this stuff.
Animals being eaten in Chinatown. Animals like cats and dogs and things.
Okay, but you know what? I'll give you a little bit of distinction. No matter how the violence is, if an animal is used for food, I feel like it's a little bit different than someone who's just deciding to step on and torture an animal with a high heel shoe. That's ridiculous. They're not doing that for food or to use their life or anything for good.
But those dog farms in China, they're tortured.
Oh no, yeah. I understand. But I'm saying, I mean, there's a slight bit more distinction for me. It just a little bit,
there's
not
a
much.
Disconnect though. With some people, I saw that movie Jojo Rabbit. The reason it's called Jojo Rabbit is because the rabbit plays a significant part in the movie. The boy who's in question, that doesn't really go along with growing up as a Nazi, is asked by this is supposedly as a comedy, and so this is where it left me. So during the course of the story being told, the youngsters are brought to a camp, and they're taught how to use a grenade, how to shoot, and how to kill. And so one of the directors of the camp brings a rabbit over to Jojo and puts it in his hand and says, "Here, I want you to kill this rabbit. Twist its neck and kill it." And the little boy can't do it, puts the rabbit on the ground and shoos it away. Meantime, the guy who's running the camp picks it up, and it doesn't happen, but it looks to happen, that the guy picks up the rabbit, twists its neck, kills it, and throws it into the woods. And somebody in the audience actually laughed at that. I looked over at him, and I couldn't really see because obviously it was dark in the theater. But I kind of wanted to get up and punch the guy, which I was incensed and visibly angry about someone who would laugh at something like that, thinking it was funny. And the youngsters who were in the movie, what message does that have for them about respecting life in all of its forms? It's just, I've said many times that the animals that are on my farm, cows, never get slaughtered. I don't get what it is that you don't realize these animals have contributed in terms of making milk, and so I just let them retire either to my place or give them to people for lawnmowers. But it just is a desensitive, maybe if I go back to the core here, it's one of the many examples of how youngsters are desensitized to stuff that is important life lesson, left the value of life in all forms. We're not superior to the animals. Some people will tell you. I used to listen to Limbaugh talk about how he loved a good steak and that we are on top of the food chain and stuff. And I just, that's not the way I grew up.
You can disagree, but
yeah,
I don't think someone, look, I'm not prepared to call people who eat meat being cruel to animals.
I didn't say that. You didn't hear me say that.
No, I know.
I didn't say that.
But I think we have to, I think we can kind of actually celebrate the fact that there's actually more of a federal crackdown on this kind of behavior.
Yeah, no, I'm for that. That's the lesson here. Yeah.
Yeah, especially when people are just doing it for videos and for, it's just, oh, gosh.
They're sick in the head, and there should also be mandatory mental health counseling as well to find out, okay, what's really going on with you that has made you so twisted that you enjoy this? And I think it shouldn't just be jail. I think it should be mandatory counseling, too.
So, but where do we draw the line, Victoria, in terms of animals? Dogs, yep. Cats, yep, because that's what our society thinks. What about all the turkeys that have been beheaded for Thanksgiving? Is that that's part of
again,
the food chain?
That's
what
Jack's saying. They're probably
They go for something good.
Well, look, I'm not a huge fan of eating animals at all. So I understand if animals are ethically treated and then slaughtered or whatever. It's people eat whatever they want to eat. It is separate for me as well, and I'm with Jen on that. But I'm talking about if someone is torturing an animal, then they're
slaughtering
beyond the felony.
An animal is torturing them. That's torture.
I know. We're talking about the law here, and the new law, and it's frustrating. I understand you and I are much more on the same side of this when it comes to eating animals. But in terms of torture, what this new law describes, I think it is incredibly important that it's now a felony. And I don't know if this is going to deter people from being mentally disturbed and torturing animals, but at least they will have to pay a pretty hefty price now. So I think it's a great thing. This bill actually started with my local congressman, Frank Pallone, and he's been working on this for a long time. So it's really wonderful, and I follow his, blogs and everything, and
I thought it was kind of cool that they did it when Conan was there, when the dog was there. That's kind of a cool thing. And I know that this was something that was important to Eric Trump's wife, Laura, who seems to be a big animal advocate as well. Mm-hmm. So she was there for the signing. So,
great.
Look, there's a lot of negativity out there.
I think it's a good. You started with good news.
So I'm trying to find something with a little good news. There's a lot of negative stuff.
We can all agree on, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, right. Okay. So is this good news? McDonald's has to pay 20.
You can ask us again.
I know, right?
What did you say? Thought I was going to do?
It sounded like you were asking if the story we told was really good news.
Well, yeah, it is. So next. I'm moving
home.
To the next item.
Oh, Jennifer. Wait, I am home.
Okay. Next. McDonald's is going to have to pay $26 million to settle with their workers in California. There's a class action lawsuit over pay and working conditions. So how is it different in California than it is in Utah, in Illinois, in Pennsylvania, in Mississippi, in Florida, or Massachusetts? Or is this settlement going to ripple down through all of the workers? There are 38,000 people who work at various McDonald's in the state of California. The company is cheating them out of overtime, they said. And they didn't get breaks, and they were forced to pay out of pocket to clean or iron their own uniforms. So what about one of the complaints? overnight shifts began on one day and ended the next, but all the hours applied to the day the shift started. That, of course, prevents overtime. Some of these things, I think, are a little petty. Some of them are pretty important, actually. The McDonald's folks said, quote, "While we continue to believe our employment practices comply with California labor laws, we have decided to resolve the lawsuit." Oh, big time. Isn't that nice of them? That means they were going to lose, and they knew they were going to lose, so why not pay now? That's pretty much what that means. The lawsuit was filed 7 years ago. The swift justice of the American system. 7 years it's taken them to fiddle with this. And I'm going to bet that McDonald's spent a lot of money, millions, in order to try to get this quashed when they could have settled it right at the beginning. And that's the case with most of these, not just McDonald's, but any of these sorts of things that come up. A lot of lawsuits against fast food chains around the country regarding pay and working conditions. So does that, is one of the things that someone might say is that you don't have to work at McDonald's. If you don't like the conditions, then go work somewhere else.
If you're working and doing your job and the place that where you're working is violating labor laws, that's not on you to go and find a different job. That's on holding the employer accountable.
I think it's on both. I think if it were me, I'd tell them to go screw and find another job. But that's just me. I might have made a lot of noise while I was there because I'm not Casper Milktoast. I may have in my past stirred the pot at various places. And maybe
McDonald's,
it wasn't.
McDonald's is such a huge corporation. They're always going to get another employee. They're always going to be people working there. And if there are labor laws, then they should be held to those. Maybe an individual can go get a new job. But I don't know.
I guess maybe
at some point, McDonald's should be held to some standard.
Yeah, of course.
At what point do they not get it and not realize, are they that arrogant because they're that big?
Maybe.
That's the other side of it. I don't get how they think they can pull this off and have somebody or nobody or a lot of people realize that what they're doing isn't what they're supposed to be doing. And if they didn't like the law, they should have fought against having it adopted in the first place. What do they do? Is there a lot of competition between McDonald's and Carl's Jr. and In-N-Out Burger and Wendy's and Burger King for employees?
No, I think you nailed it, though. I think if they didn't like it, they should have lobbied. Clearly, they've got a powerful lobbying effort, so why not try to change it?
Yeah. So they didn't, and so there it is. Okay, so good news for the employees. Wonder how much they're going to get out of it. Probably 15. If you like the Equifax. Nobody, actually, at the end of that, nobody got anything, right, Victoria? There wasn't a penny that was exchanged by the people at Equifax.
I don't think the payouts have happened yet, but not going to go well.
Probably for anybody. All right, here's something that does go well with those of you who have awakened today to a backache. You don't like the way the ache feels on your back or wherever it may be, and there is Relief, spelled A-C-H-E-F-R-E-E. Yep, that's how you spell relief these days, in the form of a product called Joint Formula 14. It's a natural formula put together to get rid of all those aches and pains. And the 14, the real reason they call it Joint Formula 14 is because they guarantee it'll work to get rid of those aches and pains in 14 days, or you get your money back. They also have a pet product called Leaps and Bounds that you can get, works the same way. So if your pet's important to you, as we know the pet is important to you, why not treat your dog or your cat or whatever? Cats don't have aches as much as dogs do. Bigger dogs. Achefree.live. Go there right now. Use the DJV code and you'll get a special buy one, get one free offer. That's for Leaps and Bounds. Joint Formula 14. Feel better. Help your animal to feel better. It's achefree.live. That's the website to go and order. Use the DJV code. Buy one, get one free. Achefree.live. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The list of the...
Okay, I thought you were going to play your kazoo along with this song, and I said,
no,
don't do it.
No, I'm looking at the list of the most popular Christmas songs, according to several radio trades. This one comes in at number 5, according to them, so far this year. They do a thing every year. But I think we can all agree this song has had fabulous and significant impact on all of us. This thing, I started listening to Christmas stations. There's one in Boston, there's one in Worcester. I like the upbeat sound of all this really fun music that goes back for 70, 80 years, some of it. So Monday, Guinness World Records Organization honored Mariah with not one, but two. Wait a minute, no, three holiday-themed world records thanks to the enduring legacy of this song. All I want for Christmas is you. That's from that movie that we all love at Christmas time, right? Love
it.
Actually?
Love Actually,
yeah?
Yep.
Yeah. Mariah now holds the record for the highest charting holiday Christmas New Year song on the Hot 100 by a solo artist, as well as most streamed track on Spotify in 24 hours. 10.8 million streams last year during December, and most weeks in the UK singles top 10 chart for Christmas as well. All three records we included in the 2020 edition of the Guinness World Records book. She accepted the honors on stage during her Christmas show at the Coliseum in Vegas before inviting the Guinness representative to join her for the grand finale. This is a great song as well. This is during Darlene Love and Christmas, baby. A Phil Spector production, The Wall of Sound. Crank this up, will you, please? Last year, by the way, back to Mariah's song, All I Want for Christmas is a U2 run. Runs in Las Vegas through November 30th. So the
coming to D.C. I want to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be
right.
Really fun.
So much fun.
Boston, New York. Yep. So, this is Mariah's version of this song. Right, this is not your Darlene Love, although it sounds
Mariah.
To me, if you put these songs together, they really sound a lot alike, frankly.
You too did a cover of this as well, and it kind of sounds similar to this, too.
Yeah. All right, so congratulations to Mariah Carey. Deserves it for that song, that's for sure. News now from the producers of New Year's Rockin' Eve, the old Dick Clark show. They've announced that Ciara, actress Lucy Hale, and actor Billy Porter are going to serve as hosts with Ryan for Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. Lucy Hale previously hosted the New Orleans festivals. She's joining Ryan in Times Square. Billy Porter taking over for her in New Orleans, and Ciara goes to L.A. for the third time. As we ring in the new decade, my 15th year hosting the show, I'm excited to welcome the talented Lucy Hale to stage with me. That's what Ryan said. It's going to be a powerhouse year with Billy and Ciara. Can't wait to celebrate with everybody. The festival will start actually New Year's Eve, 8 o'clock Eastern Time on ABC, followed by 5.5 hours of performances from around the world. So, that's the update. Each of these hosts, by the way, leading their time zone into 2020. So, you got somebody on the East Coast, on the West Coast, and New Orleans is Central Time, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. Not Mountain Time, Central Time.
Yep. Central, yep.
Central Time. All right. So maybe they should put somebody in Salt Lake City to do mountain time, right? Have them skiing down some mountain into the Salt Lake.
Maybe the new housewives of Salt Lake City.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Wow, that sounds very exciting.
Into that.
Uh-huh. Sure you are. You all are. All right, 28 after. Music portion of the DJV program.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are 5 quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? The holidays are coming, and now is the time to brighten your smile. With office parties, family gatherings, and photo opportunities coming up, don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday ready in no time. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore or sensitive like other whitening treatments, and it's totally safe and effective on all dental work. If you're not happy, Power Swabs are backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797, 800-208-1797. Get that bright.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
If you're among the 55 million Americans expected to be heading somewhere for Thanksgiving, AAA's Robert Sinclair says, whether it's driving or flying,
Thanksgiving itself is probably going to be the best day to travel of the holiday travel period. It's going to be very light.
Today, those expected to see big delays because of the travel traffic in the skies and on the highways, and that's going to be made worse by some severe weather. This man in New York has advice for those who will be driving.
Just give, plenty of space in front of you on the roads and try to make sure that your partner is not freaking out while they're driving.
An overnight explosion at a chemical plant in East Texas, forcing people to evacuate after shattering windows some 40 miles away. The blast at the TPC Group plant in Port Neches set off a fire that's still burning, shooting flames hundreds of feet in the air. This is USA Radio News.
everyone, Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thanksgiving, everybody, entire DJV team wants to wish all of our listeners a happy Thanksgiving weekend. How many of you are out on the road right now? Look at the traffic all over the area. You come in 4 or 5 o'clock. What was it like even early this morning around Washington?
No traffic. I didn't see anybody out.
People aren't on the road.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah, either they're not on the road or they're not on the local streets in D.C. There, I didn't take the Beltway, but that's where people would be going probably.
Lots of glitter. The Macy's parade, the wind. You've been talking about this, Victoria, now for a couple of days. The predictions of wind in York City.
Still undecided. They're going to make a game time decision tomorrow morning. They're going to inflate all the balloons tonight, which is the tradition that they do the night before. They do it. I was just telling Kara, they hold the balloons around the Museum of Natural History. It's a whole block. So everything's sort of shielded in between the buildings for tonight. And then tomorrow morning, if they're going to, they're just going to have to determine what the wind looks like and they'll make a decision. It would be kind of, you know, it's, The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is a fun parade. I'm not a parade person, but
yeah,
that's a fun one.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, it'll be too bad if you don't see all the same balloons that everybody looks for every year. But they'll still have their performances, and Santa Claus will still make an appearance at the end, like always. So the show will go on.
Some of the stuff that goes on is kind of goofy. Some of it is fun.
The Rockettes are always there.
Yeah, right.
It's cute.
Yeah, right, it is. All right, maybe we should start the Dougettes. What do you think? Jennifer and Victoria and Kara could go into the Macy's Day Parade, and you could kick up your heels. What do you think?
Do we get to wear sequins?
Oh, you can wear whatever you want, yeah. Lots of glitter. Everything that glitters
is. If you say glitter and sequins, I'd do it, sure.
Glitter and
sequins. That's all it takes to get Jen to show up.
If we're going
to
be called the Dougettes, where's Doug going to be? Are you also going to be wearing glitter and doing hard kicks?
Totally.
Listen, I've done stranger things. You've heard me tell the story about doing true. Ebony and Ivory with Jerry Springer on the stage of the beer hall in Cincinnati back in 1989, 1990, somewhere in there.
Ebony's glad he wasn't there because that's the Ivory and the Ivoriest of two people singing together.
You would never get away with that today. Never.
And is
never,
a beer
never,
hall
never, never, never,
your
never.
Word for a bar? Is
yes.
that like a food store? Okay.
Well, excuse me, a food store is a food store. You buy food.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, beer halls are actually popular now, so it kind of sounds like you actually were at a real beer hall.
I know, cool.
Yeah. No, it was kind of a beer hall. I forgot the name of the place, even. All right, let's see, where are we? Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen on the air the day before Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Do a little shopping. I've been... Yesterday, I went online. I don't know whether I'm getting like Victoria or maybe all of you have had this influence on me. So I'm buying stuff online. I bought a couple of things last year I did too for Miles. But I treated myself to all sorts of gizmos and gadgets that I found online. I was quite pleased with myself actually. I did a little research to find things that would keep the air clean in my house because much of what's going on with me is dust related and things that are impure that are floating around in the air. So I've gotten these greeny, what do they call them, breathe green things that I'm putting in all of the rooms in the house where I spend a lot of time. And then I bought another thing.
What are
they?
I've never heard of that.
It's a device you plug into the wall. It's kind of like a nightlight.
Okay.
And it's ionizing all of the dust that's in the room and that sort of thing, dander, things from the dog, that sort of thing. And then there's another thing I ordered from a company called Oransi, Oransi, and that's a bigger sort of thing that does the same thing. I'm putting that in the bedroom because I think the air where you sleep needs to be the cleanest.
We've got a big, it's not a Dyson, but it looks like the Dyson air purifier in our bedroom, too, because I feel the same way. I think that if you're breathing that, whatever it is in all night, you need to have
And you have some of the same allergic stuff that I do.
Yeah.
In terms of
my
how
allergies
your body
have been really bad since I moved back to New Jersey.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Maybe you're allergic to being in New Jersey. Or maybe you're allergic to the situation. Did you ever think of that? Maybe you should move out. Or
maybe his cologne is too strong.
petition. Okay, so let's see what else we have for Thanksgiving, Victoria.
E. coli for Thanksgiving.
E. coli, hooray! E. coli for everyone.
Yeah.
All right, so
we
should have the daily E. coli report.
I know. The Listeria report.
Salmonella, yum. Okay, so what's the problem?
If you are planning on serving salad for Thanksgiving dinner, you may want to make sure that your romaine lettuce is not from Salinas, California. Mm-hmm. So that, because now 67 people have been infected across 19 states. It's no joke, and it's no fun.
Every day. Yep.
Yeah, so they say, the CDC says, whole heads of romaine, organic romaine, hearts of romaine, romaine that's already in a salad package, and pre-cut lettuce and salad mixes that contain romaine, including the baby romaine spring mix and Caesar salad packages, all of them, no bueno. So, and
that people really understand the differences between the different kinds of lettuce. Lettuce is lettuce is lettuce.
Labeled.
It really isn't.
Yeah, but it seems romaine has more trouble than anything else.
Yeah,
romaine has been
loose.
Well, there's
stuff.
they're saying that they're not exactly sure why this romaine, because, you know, we had the big romaine lettuce thing last year, almost around this time last year, and it was also from a similar, from a local area there to Salinas. They said that restaurants and retailers should not serve or sell romaine lettuce if they can't confirm that it was made outside of Salinas. And so they're just essentially they're saying
packaged, it's grown in that valley.
But it's also whole heads too. So even if you're and organic,
heads of lettuce
if you
and
think you're buying, it's everything. If it's in a package, just don't eat any romaine lettuce unless it says exactly where it's been grown. So it's pretty dangerous. They said the victims so far, 39 people have been hospitalized. The age range is 3 to 89 years old. And six of them, and here's the bad side, the downside of this, six of them have already developed a type of kidney failure. Yeah. So this is not something that I know we brush off a lot of this stuff. This is not one of them.
Yeah. No, you don't. This is dangerous, especially if you have a weak immune system. You're in trouble.
Well, like if you're a little kid or an older person,
yeah. Exactly. Yep. Let's go back to Thanksgiving. I noticed the president pardoned the White House turkey. There's always a turkey that gets pardoned. That's the tradition.
There were two of them last year, right?
Yeah.
Bread and butter, yeah.
Yeah, one of them. Oh, I thought maybe it was going to be Nadler and Schiff.
No, but he did say, he did make it funny. When he was doing the... When he was saving the turkey, he said something like, these turkeys work well under pressure. In fact, one of them was subpoenaed to appear at Adam Schiff's basement on Thursday.
A sense of humor, anyway. So, speaking of the president, he's going to Florida for Thanksgiving, right? Back
yeah, he's
home.
There. He's already there. Yeah, he rallied in Sunrise, Florida last night. He's at Mar-a-Lago for the next couple of days.
Really? Sunrise? Where's Sunrise?
Don't know.
Close. I think it's in... That palm is on the East Coast somewhere there, I think, if I'm not mistaken. All right, so do we have any other, we don't have this, the impeachment and all the stuff with Trump is on hold because the lawmakers
are
taking a well-deserved vacation for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, would you like an impeachment update? I mean, if you want one, I could give you one.
Yeah, a little bit,
because and I try to stay away from it because you told me, who cares, the last time I did it, so...
Well, a little goes a long way.
Okay. So the House Judiciary Committee has announced that they're going to hold impeachment hearings on December the 4th, which means as soon as we're back from Thanksgiving, all eyes will be on Jerry Nadler's Tuesday. Committee this time. Mm-hmm. So what will happen is Adam Schiff's got his report all ready to go. He's going to give it to Nadler's committee. They're going to hear evidence as well. They'll hear from legal scholars and some Democrats whether or not the evidence is enough to vote for articles of impeachment. And then by the end of the month, I would imagine, this vote will probably take place, although there are Democrats calling now instead of impeachment. And it's not by mistake that this is happening so quickly because on December 9th, that's when the Inspector General's report from Michael Horowitz comes out about abuse of the FISA system, essentially, that was used against Trump's campaign during the 2016 election. That'll be followed not too far down the road by John Durham's criminal investigation into this. So there's going to be a lot of public hearings. There's going to be a lot of public testimony over the next couple of months from all sides of the political aisle.
Couple of months?
Oh, this is going to go if Democrats vote to draft articles of impeachment against the president, the Senate trial will take a long time. This is not something that's going to be expedited, and Republicans will do it on purpose. They'll drag it out because they're going to want to broaden the investigation, bring in Joe Biden, bring in Hunter Biden, bring in Adam Schiff, bring in the whistleblower. They're going to go through and broaden this thing out and tie the hands of all those senators who are trying to run for the presidency.
Yay!
So hey, look, if you think your buddy Bloomberg has a chance, then you're voting for a long Senate trial.
Yeah. All right. That's something to think about. There we go. The fact that today is Blackout Wednesday. It's Wednesday, the last Wednesday of November, 27th of November. Blackout Wednesday sometimes is referred to as Drinksgiving Day. Oh, man. Takes place the night before Thanksgiving in some parts
of
the
people go out,
country.
Yep,
biggest drinking party of the year. College students come back to their hometown for Thanksgiving, go to bars the night before to meet their friends. Many bars mark the occasion by having promotions and drink specials. That certainly leads to, I'm sure, a lot of good happening. By the way, I went to see 21 Bridges, the movie, last night.
Mm-hmm.
And what's his face? Bozeman. He's a good actor. He's the one that was in Black Panther. Mm-hmm. He's very good in this. Very good in it. And J.K. Simmons, for a change, is a bad guy. Most of the time, you see, you think of him in light of all the television. He started on Law and Order, heavens, what, 25, 30 years ago. And then he's matured. His characters have matured. He's quite a good actor. He does the State Farm.
Funny. Everything you're saying is just right over my head. I have no idea who this guy is.
Really?
I've never even heard of the
movie. No kidding. Look him up. Nope. He's one of the great character actors of our time. J.K. Simmons, just look him up. Anyway.
Jen, you totally know who he is. He won an Oscar for what was that called?
Yeah,
he was like a conductor of a symphony. And
I recognize him.
He does the State Farm ads.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so why I was talking about that is because there's a lot of stuff in bars in the movie. Back to Blackout Wednesday, folks. Trending on Google. Actually, before Thanksgiving, it trends pretty much. It has been since 2004 during the month of November. Seems to had an uptick in searches starting around 2010. In some locations, it's the top drinking and driving night of the year. Great.
Yeah, be careful on the roads tonight. Yeah. Everyone, take an Uber or a Lyft.
Yeah, it's nothing to celebrate, actually. There's a lot of stuff floating around about various baseball and football players abusing their wives or girlfriends. What is it with these guys? Is it because they think they're so powerful because they're popular? The latest is Sam Dyson, who is a Major League Baseball pitcher. His ex-girlfriend said he beat her up and he beat up the animals in the house and stuff like that.
I don't know. They're powerful. They have money. Yeah. They've got lots of testosterone, and they don't face any repercussions for it. So,
And I also think they're in a high-stress situation all the time. I mean, as much as we go, they're overpaid.
Games?
Yeah, but wait. As much as we say they're overpaid jerks, they also have to perform at the highest level. They're constantly competing. You know how fans are. I'm guilty of it. The minute somebody screws up, I'm like, get him out of here. Trade him. Shoot him in the back. You know, I mean, people are kind of brutal. So as much as I'm not defending them, I do think they're in pretty high-stress environments.
Well, there's a choice to be made there, I guess, as much as anything else. Time for television news. Nancy Grace is joining Fox. They're a new streaming service called Fox Nation, showing her delivering her podcast on XM Serious Crime Stories and Nancy Grace on 5 days a week. So what is this? She's been around for a long time as well, right?
It shows you how much they're building their streaming platform. Fox Nation has picked up some pretty decent names, whether you like the people they're picking up
Logan
or not.
CBS.
Yeah, they have recognizable names. Tommy Lahren's on there. There's like a lot of people that you would know. And so obviously they're investing in that platform like a lot of other companies like Disney Plus and all these other places that are saying this is the new future.
It's new video and audio too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken,
Yeah, it's
all right. What's tonight? What do we have? A lot of Thanksgiving. The good shows are going away, and a lot of this Thanksgiving crap is on TV, right?
Well, yeah, a little Thanksgiving crap, as you like to say. You're so sensitive. But there's some good stuff, too. On Food Network, you got the season premiere of the Great Food Truck Race Holiday Hustle Edition. They're going to be in New Hampshire, where five teams of mobile foodies will hit the road to try to outsell one another with naughty and nice ingredients. Also tonight, Ellen's Game of Games is back. They're doing a holiday edition where a player actually ends up swimming in an oversized entree known as Grandma's Mystery Casserole.
Of course. Yeah, right.
You can check that out. That's new tonight on NBC. After Ellen's Game of Games, the Saturday Night Live Thanksgiving special is airing, which is a lot of fun. You can check that out.
Also,
on
NBC, the whole thing about Juliana Huff and Gabriel Union getting fired, they say it's toxic. The culture.
Have they actually said this, though? Because they've made a statement. Have they, Gabrielle and Julianne, have both said this? Or is this just a Doug clickbait thing?
Excuse me.
Uh-huh. Also, the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special airs tonight on ABC at 8 o'clock.
Okay, 10 before
the Wizard of Oz.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. This is your chance. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. That's right, 3.99%, APR 4.18%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped, and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Every day at this time, Victoria Keelan reaches into a grab bag of technology knowledge. How do you like that? The same sentence, technology knowledge. I like that. Technology knowledge. She's a technology knowledge-knowledger. So, she has knowledge of technology knowledge.
Can I start my report now?
Knowledge, knowledge, yes.
I think it might work. Okay.
Let's go. Twitter is going Twitter. To do some stuff that probably people aren't going to like.
No, people actually are going to really like this. If there's a Twitter handle that you've been wanting, maybe it's something close to your real name, or maybe it's something cute that you've been wanting, but it's been taken, and it's extra frustrating because when you look at that Twitter handle and they haven't tweeted in 2 years, it's very frustrating that basically they're just hogging this Twitter handle and not even using it. So now Twitter is actually getting behind that, saying that if you have an inactive account and if you don't sign in by December 11th, that account, that username is going to be up for grabs again.
Yeah, done. Move on. It'll move on to you if you want it. Right? Dog at Twitter. How about that? Can we get that from you?
No. That's another thing that they're also changing, that you can no longer, you have to have a longer username. So anything that's less than five letters, I think, is now going to be banned on Twitter. So, which is bad news for Andy Cohen from Bravo, because he's just at Andy. And so I'm not sure if it's six letters or five, but he may have to change his Twitter handle as well. But this has been something that a lot of Twitter users have been complaining about for a long time. Sometimes because people have the same name, if your name is kind of, you know, generic, like Doug Smith, and there are a million Doug Smiths, then now there at least will be a few more open. Now, just because one of the downsides, though, is that if you have created a bot, which no one's a fan of bots except people who create them, and if you have a secondary account, those will remain active as long as you sign in. And you don't have to actually tweet from these accounts. As long as you're just signing in to let Twitter know that you are still a human being who is connected to this account, then you'll have until you'll basically be able to keep your username. So if it's under 5 characters, actually, is the new rule. And so they're going to have to get rid of all of those. They're going to wipe out everything and then start over. So good news for people who want to grab a different username. Bad news for people who maybe are locked out of their account and don't remember how to get back in. You might want to contact Twitter before December 11th and figure out how to get back in like John Bolton did, and they'll reset everything for you.
Yeah, there's a reward in that. Spotify. Releasing new features to recommend playlists and podcasts for you.
The Geek Out. As the leader in music streaming platforms, much of what makes Spotify so popular are the very good recommendation and curation features it offers. Last week, Spotify announced 2 new ones, creating a road trip playlist and podcast recommendations. First, if you're going on a longer road trip, tell Spotify where it starts, where it stops, what genre you're in the mood for, and the number of passengers, and it'll generate a custom playlist with the exact amount of music to last the entire trip. Also, much like its beloved Discover Weekly feature, a new one, pushing a refresh list of podcast episodes that are based on pods you're already listening to. Soundtrack Your Ride and Your Daily Podcast are available to Spotify users now.
The Toyota Prius is now available with electronic all-wheel drive, which means it has the highest MPG of any vehicle equipped with all-wheel drive. Visit toyota.com/testmiles to learn more. Prius all-wheel drive E operates at speeds up to 43 mph based on the U.S. Department of Energy data as of February 13, 2019, excludes all electric vehicles.
Up next here is a report from Amazon on some of their Cyber Monday deals, Black Friday. Come on.
Well, we haven't even made it to Black Friday yet, but Amazon has already decided to announce some stuff that's going to happen for Cyber Monday. They've revealed the full list of deals for Monday, December 2nd, although this actually starts on Saturday. So the day after Black Friday, Cyber Monday sales begin. And they have lots of, you know, if you're looking for any of their Amazon-made products like the Echo Show 8, tech writers have actually just called that the best Echo smart display. That's on sale for $80 on Monday. Right now, the Black Friday price is $100, which is already a $30 discount, so they're going to take another $20 off for Cyber Monday. You can track all the Cyber Monday deals on Amazon's holiday page. It's currently focused on all the Black Friday stuff, and then that will transition on Saturday to all of the Cyber Monday things. So you'll find a mix of Amazon's own devices like Kindles, Fire tablets, Echo screens, Echo speakers, and then they have various other items that are on sale on Amazon. So third-party sellers will also be a part of the Amazon Cyber Monday. So if you'll look around, if you're shopping for early Christmas gifts for yourself or for anyone else, lots of really good deals are going to be happening. Some make the argument that Cyber Monday has better deals than Black Friday.
Aha! All right, there's the scoop from the lady who knows the scoop. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though, so now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.